Lord Krishna has become indifferent to me just to test my love. And my friends say, better to disregard Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami continued, while Srimati Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. The ecstatic symptoms of envy, great eagerness, humility, zeal, and supplication all became manifest at once. For in that mood, the mind of Srimati Radharani was agitated, and therefore she spoke a verse of advanced devotion to her gopi friends. So in that same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse, and as soon as he did so, Sri Krishna Chaitanya felt like Srimati Radharani. Ah, Shlishyava, Padaratam, Pinashtumam, Adarshanat, Marmahatam, Karotuva, Yata, Tatava, Vididhatu Lampata, Mat Prana Napa, Tusa Eva Naapara. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at Krishna's lotus feet. Or let Krishna trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. After all, Krishna is a devotee and can do whatever he likes. But Krishna is still no one other than the worshipable Lord of my heart. I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. If Krishna likes, Krishna can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or, by not giving me his audience, Krishna may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is Krishna who is the Lord of my life. My dear gopi friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions, whether Krishna shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled mind and body by me. Thus Krishna manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. Or, since after all, Krishna is a very cunning, obstinate, devotee, libertine, with a propensity to cheat, Krishna takes to the company of other women. Krishna then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me, just to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, Krishna is still the Lord of my life. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for Krishna's happiness is the goal of my life. However, if Krishna feels great happiness in giving me distress, then that distress is the best of my happiness. If Krishna, attracted by the beauty of some other gopi, wants to enjoy with her, but is unhappy because Krishna cannot get her, I then fall down at her feet, catch her hand, and bring her to Krishna, just to engage her for his happiness. When a beloved gopi shows symptoms of anger toward Krishna, Krishna is very satisfied indeed. Krishna is extremely pleased when chastised by such a gopi. She shows her pride suitably, and Krishna enjoys that attitude. Then she gives up her pride with a little endeavor. Why does a woman continue to live who knows that Krishna's heart is unhappy, but who still shows her deep anger towards him? She must be interested in her own happiness. Why, I condemn such a woman to be struck on the head with a thunderbolt. For we simply want the happiness of Krishna. If a gopi, envious of me, satisfies Krishna, and Krishna desires her, I shall not hesitate to go to her house and become her maidservant, for then my happiness will be awakened. The wife of a Brahmana suffering from leprosy manifested herself as the topmost of all chaste women by serving a prostitute just to satisfy her husband. She thus stopped the movement of the sun, brought her dead husband back to life, and satisfied the three principal gods, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar. Krishna is my life and soul. Krishna is the treasure of my life. Indeed, Krishna is the very life of my life. I therefore keep Krishna always in my heart and try to please Krishna by rendering service. That is my constant meditation. My happiness is in the service of Krishna, and Krishna's happiness is in union with me. For this reason, I give my body in charity to the lotus feet of Krishna, who accepts me as his loved one and calls me his most beloved. It is then that I consider myself Krishna's maidservant. Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. The goddess of fortune is evidence of this, for although she constantly lives on the heart of Narayan, she wants to render service to his lotus feet. Lakshmiji therefore considers herself a maidservant and serves Narayana constantly. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami concludes, these statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that ecstatic love, the mind of Sri Krishna Chaitanya was unsteady. Transformations of transcendental love spread throughout his entire body, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya could not sustain his body and mind. The pure devotional service in Vrindavan is like the golden particles in the river Jambu. In Vrindavan, there is not a trace of personal sense gratification. It is to advertise such pure love in this material world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written the previous verse and explained its meaning. Thus, overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. Sri Krishna Chaitanya had formally composed these 8 verses just to teach people in general. And now, he personally tasted the meaning of the verses, which are called Shikshashtakam. If anyone recites or hears these 8 verses of instruction by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his or her ecstatic love and devotion for Krishna increase day by day. Om Tat Sat.